As the Rohingya Muslim exodus continues from Myanmar, aid agencies say that they're now starting to get help to some in camps for the displaced in the western Myanmar state. Here's spokesperson Bettina Lusher.
As you know, the main problem in Myanmar is access. We need access to all areas in Rakhine State. People are desperate. We appeal that all of the UN agencies and the NGOs can work there.
In Geneva, UN partner the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, said that it has helped 10,000 people inside towns in Rakhine State. But it has yet to reach villages further afield. An unknown number are feared burned to the ground in an ongoing government security operation that began 3 weeks ago following attacks on police posts. According to UN agency, the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, smoke is still clearly visible from settlements that are alight across the border in Myanmar. Here's IOM's Chris Lom speaking from Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh.
There's still visible smoke coming from the Myanmar side from burning villages, and there are still, we believe, thousands of people waiting to take boats across to Cox's Bazar.
Mr. Lom added that there is still no sign of a let-up in the number of arrivals of Rohingya Muslims seeking safety in Bangladesh, and he said that funding needs are still a long way short of the $77 million appeal. At the start of the week, UN Rights Chief Zayd Raad Al Hussein described the displacement crisis as ethnic cleansing. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.